Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior year shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. Spring has officially been here for several weeks. We have celebrated Passover and Easter, Tax Day is imminent, and Earth Day is just around the corner. All of those signs of spring, and with the weather enticing us outside, what better way to greet a beautiful sunny day than to run? Did I say run? Yes. More and more seniors are choosing this activity as a way to enjoy the outdoors, exercise, and in some cases, socialize. Today's articles that focus on senior runners include, from the recent 55-plus magazine, Running Prowess, August 2016's CBS Going the Distance, and the New York Times March 2017 Masters Runners Who Have Redefined Possibilities, and then Senior Running, The Age Process, and Having Fun with It. Running Prowess, Older Runners Thrive in Running Addicted Rochester by Todd Etzman. Even if you're not a runner, you've probably noticed there are a lot of runners and places to run in Rochester. There are young ones, old ones, fast and slow ones, committed competitors, and casual joggers that come in all shapes and sizes. Senior runners are well represented in the Rochester running community, too. A community that is well known for its running prowess. No one knows how many senior runners there are for sure, but coaches agree there are more than ever before. The over age 50 categories are full in area races held throughout the year. Harder to count are the many who don't feel the competitive need to run in them. Rochester is one of the running hubs of the country. It has some of the best courses and best races in the U.S., says Genesee Valley Harriers Running Club, GVH, coach Mike Reif. The club is one of only 22 in the country to receive USA Track and Field's Elite Development Designation. The club's master's teams have won numerous national championships in Reif's 20-year tenure, including the men's 60-69 cross-country team that won the 8th kilometer at the national championship meet in Tallahassee in December. Sure, the coach and club members are proud of their accomplishments. After all, bringing out the Olympian in you is the club's slogan. But the club is committed to helping all runners improve and realize their goals, no matter how modest they may be. We can help you no matter where you are, Reif explains. Reif, 67, develops training programs for his club members depending on the distance they are training for. Motivation, clearly stated goals, and a well-thought-out training program are keys to successful running at any level. As I coach, I get a good deal of satisfaction from seeing other people succeed. I'm the type of person who likes new challenges, and running does that for me, says USA Track and Field certified coach. Bill Kloss, 65, took up running in his late 50s. I run because I like it and it makes me feel good, says the attorney and former high school football coach. It also brought out the lifelong all-around athlete's competitiveness. Kloss credits GVH for helping him become the runner he is today. The club is non-judgmental. It's about fitness and enjoying life, Kloss says. He likes that Rochester has an abundance of attractive running venue options. It could be the popular Cobbs Hill option, flat Erie Canal Trails, hilly Ellison Webster Durand Eastman, or Mendon Ponds Parks. Million-dollar tracks abound at local high schools and colleges. Runners can be found just about anywhere, from secluded forest trails to crowded thoroughfares. The right pair of shoes is essential no matter what the venue. In addition to being the place to get the proper footwear a runner needs, Fleet Feet stores offer much more than shoes, clothes, and running gear. They also have training programs, coaching, and race teams for all ages. Improvement is often found in a structured team setting, but not every runner wants it or needs it to succeed. Runners are free to follow their own path. I prefer to run alone, said Barbara Krickel, 76, of Parenton, another successful senior age group performer who runs with her family's golden retriever, Apollo, instead of with humans. It's my time away from all obligations, says the volunteer EMT. She enjoys her surroundings, the wildlife, and WXXI programming as well during her runs of up to 8 miles during the week. I do not train for races specifically. I do not know which former time to beat, but I am happy when I win my age class, she says. The benefits of running for Krickel include endurance, commitment, discipline, delay of aging, and the occasional admiration by fellow runners half her age. Another high-achieving senior runner, Dave Monk, 70, credits his informal running group, the Bagel Bunch, for his success in marathons and every other race distance from 5K on up. The group started in 1996 and meets at 7 a.m. at the Lata Long Pond Plaza Wegman store. Teenagers to seniors, like 32-marathon veteran Bob Dijak, 64, run different distances depending on their goals. Not surprisingly, the group gets its name from the bagel breakfast they have after the workout at Brugger's Bagels. Monk says he found support and encouragement with his fellow runners in the beginning and offers support to new runners and motivation to older ones to keep going today. Monk's advice for newcomers is to start slow and gradually build up to a longer run base. Join a running group if you are looking for encouragement and social contacts. It worked for me, says Monk, who is training for his fourth Boston Marathon in April. While elite area runners continually defy age with their accomplishments and results, there are some aspects of senior running that can't be ignored, such as in training hard, or not even so hard, there is a good chance of having some type of injury or malady that makes it hard to keep going every day. Going overboard with mileage in the golden years is not a good idea. For seniors, too much of a good thing really is too much. At first sign of injury, you have to back off, said local running icon Jim May, 70, still one of the area's best senior runners, longtime Webster High School cross-country coach, and founder of the 45-year-old Webster Turkey Trot, held in Webster Park in November. The race was capped at 4,572 runners in 2016, a figure greater than the population of many small towns in the area that are also popular running venues with their own seasonal races. For seniors, May believes not running is also a key to success. As you age, you need to look for different ways to stay fit and complement your focus, said May, who, in addition to a history of running, has cycled all over the world. May recommends swimming, which he has also coached, and another popular Rochester sport, skiing, both downhill and cross-country, for reducing the pounding, tender senior legs get on area roads and a variety of surfaces. Don't pass up running altogether for fear of getting hurt, though. It's a myth that it'll hurt you, said Kloss. Running actually improves the condition of your joints. I encourage people to get up off the couch and get running. You don't have to win a race or run a marathon, but you may find you like the fitness benefit of it, the social aspect of it, the scenery, or the solitude. And there's no better place to do it than in upstate New York. Now from CBS, Going the Distance, August 2016. If you're sitting on your couch, maybe after an extra waffle or two, and you haven't worked out in a while, this story may make you feel a little inadequate, but it may also inspire you. After all, how could you not be inspired by someone like Dottie Gray? On the day of her race, she was 90 years old. Says so, right on her leg. I race about 50 times a year, 50 runs, she said. When Cowan caught up with her, she was competing in the World Senior Games in southern Utah. Over the years, she's more than once ended up being the fastest runner in her age group. Fastest in the world, that is. She's won so many medals, she jangles. And around almost any track, she's a silver-haired celebrity. Keep moving, that's the main thing, she said. And it doesn't matter how old you are. You can always start. You're never too old to start. Orville Rogers didn't start running until he was in his 50s. He is now 98, just 2 years shy of a century, and still works out up to 10 hours a week. This interview by Cowan, and she asked, "What do you consider old?" 5 years older than I am, Roger laughed. He's broken 15 world records, shattered them the way most people his age might shatter a hip. To this day, Lee, I'm the only man in the world who's run a 10-minute mile after age 90, he said, and I'm the only man in the world who has run a 15-minute mile after age 95. I'm bragging, aren't I? Well, you have every right to brag. A pilot during World War II, who later flew for Braniff Airlines, Rogers knows he's been pretty blessed with good genes, but he's not superhuman either. Heart troubles have led to bypass surgery. He's even had a stroke not too long ago. But his consistent level of physical activity and his unfailing positive outlook on life have made Rogers a true life man of steel. I have a determination to hang in there. Keep going. Never give up. They are perfectly rational reasons to not want to exercise as you get older. It hurts. You're worried about falling. Perhaps some of your friends aren't around to work out with. And yet it's pretty hard to argue with the results. Take, for example, Dixon Hempel, by far the oldest person at George Mason University's field house in Virginia. He's 91. Pushing himself to stay active, he says, isn't always fun. Sometimes these races I run, it's not easy, and I feel like quitting when I'm halfway through. But you don't. No, I don't, he laughed. He was an undefeated pole vaulter in high school, but that was way back in the 1930s. Other than golf and a little tennis, he didn't do much as he got older until one day he went to a track meet. I tried the mile, and I got about halfway through and started walking. And I looked around and I saw these other people and figured, well, if they can do it, I can. And he hasn't stopped running since. And we wanted to see just what effect that determination has on his body. With his doctor's permission, Cowan brought him to the Department of Exercise and Nutrition Sciences at George Washington University, where a machine scanned just how much body fat Hempel has been carrying around. He was deemed a perfect specimen. His 14% body fat matched that of an athletic 20-year-old. Loretta DiPietro, professor and chair of the Exercise and Nutrition Department, wanted to give Hempel a VO2 max test. The test, one of the best indicators of physical fitness, measures how efficient his body is at using oxygen. He has to push himself to his breaking point, and remember, he's 91 years old. Not surprisingly, he scored better than many people 30 years younger. We can't all be Dixon Hempel or Orville Rogers or Dottie Gray. They are all exceptions. I was hoping to compete until I was 90, said Gray. Well, now I've made that, so I'll go on, maybe hopefully a few years. But for the rest of us, as we lose muscle mass, the effects of low physical activity and increasingly pronounced, much of the aging-related decline in physical function is similar to what we observe from astronauts when they come down from an extended space flight, said DiPietro. Do your muscles start essentially atrophying and wasting away, asked Cowan. Absolutely, yes. DiPietro says almost anybody, even as late as their 70s or 80s, can not only cheat old age, but may also substantially reduce their risk of Alzheimer's and dementia by doing something as simple as walking. What we've noticed with two decades of aging research is that people who remain active, their rate of decline is much slower. At the USA Track and Field Indoors Masters Championships in Albuquerque, New Mexico, this past March, the best of the oldest came out to prove age is just a number. Hempel and Rogers wouldn't miss this for the world. It's hard not to get excited, Rogers said. His excitement was infectious, as was his performance. In the 1500 meter, he broke another world record. Truth is, he set the record. No one 95 or older has ever raced it. In the 400 meter race for men over 90, it was just Rogers and Hempel alone competing. By their last lap, they had the crowd on their feet. Dixon, 7 years Rogers' junior, beat him and was waiting for him at the finish line with a handshake. Cowan exclaimed, "But you don't even look winded." "Well, now, I'm okay, but, well, I wasn't that winded because it's not that long of a distance," said Hempel. "I can handle that pretty well." You can't help but be around the two of them and not feel empowered. Rogers and Hempel took the medal stand side by side, nearly 200 years of life experience between them. For them, there is no finish line, just the next race and their ageless desire to run it. And that was by Lee Cowan, who explaining the cover story. It's not just Olympic athletes who are going the distance. And now going on to the New York Times, Masters Runners Who Have Redefined Possibilities, compiled by Amisha Padnani, March 2017. The runners have not found the fountain of youth, a time machine, or a magic potion, but they have led scientists to reassess the possibilities of aging and performance. The pain of the sport is nothing for these masters who have broken records through their speed, determination, and sheer passion for movement. Here's a look at what some of the oldest runners in the world are doing, beginning with Ed Whitlock, who passed away March 13th at 86. When he was 85, Whitlock, an English-born Canadian, competed in the Toronto Waterfront Marathon in 3 hours and 56 minutes and 34 seconds, making him the oldest person to run 26 and 2/10 miles under 4 hours. He wore 15-year-old shoes, a singlet that was 20 or 30 years old. Adjusted for age, that race was the equivalent of a runner in his prime competing a marathon in 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 48 seconds. He had no coach. He followed no special diet. He avoided stretching, except the day of a race. So what drove him? An unwavering dedication to pit himself against the clock. It also helped that he had a slight build. He was 5 feet 7 inches and usually weighed 100 to 112 pounds, and he had an enormous oxygen-carrying capacity and an uncommon retention of muscle mass for someone his age. Whitlock's first marathon was in 1975 at age 44 with his son. They ran it in 3 hours and 9 minutes, and 4 years later, at 48, Whitlock ran his fastest marathon at 2 hours, 31 minutes. "I believe people can do far more than they think they can," he once said. "You have to be an idiot enough to try it, though." This from Fauja Singh. Singh of England ran 5 hours, 40 minutes, and 4 seconds at the purported age of 92 in 2003, but his mark has not been ratified because he was unable to produce a birth certificate. Otherwise, statisticians list the age group record as 6 hours, 35 minutes, and 47 seconds. He was also said to have set 8 world records for his age group on October 13, 2011 in Toronto in events ranging from 100 meters to 5,000 meters, or 3 1/10 miles. At the time, he claimed to be 100 years old. 3 days later, Singh became what was said to be the first centenarian to complete the Toronto Waterfront Marathon. His time was 8 hours and 25 minutes, 16 seconds, including the 14 minutes it took for him to reach the start amid a throng of runners. Singh, who gives his birth date as April 1, 1911, was born in India in the village of Bias Pind in the Punjab region. The country was ruled by Britain then, and birth certificates were not known to be issued at the time. He said that his master's running career began in his 80s. The first 20 miles are not difficult, he told reporters. As for the last six, I run while talking with God. Now, Dharampal Singh. He is a runner from India who claims to be 119, jogging on a road that leads to his village. His age is also a mystery. A farmer from the Indian village of Guda, he claims that he was born October 6, 1897, which would have made him 119 at the World Masters Athletics Championship in 2016. It would have made him not only the oldest known runner in the world, but also probably the oldest man in the world. Like Fuasha Singh, he does not have a birth certificate, and said none of his contemporaries in his village were still alive. Dharampal Singh, who started running while herding cows as a teenager, said his long life had nothing to do with fabricating his age. His secret was cow's milk, herbal chutney, and seasonal fruit that ripened in sunshine. He avoided butter, fried food, sugar, tobacco, alcohol, and even tea and coffee. I may compete until I'm 125, he said. 100, and she just won't stop. She's a national championship, a former activist and centenarian, and she runs. This by Noah Remnick and Erica Bernstein, published April 22, 2016. Ida Keeling. Keeling, 101, has held several track and field records since she began racing in her late 60s, and she is still the fastest time for American women ages 95 to 99 in the 60-meter dash. 29 and 86 hundredths seconds. She also broke the world record for the 100-yard dash for runners 80 and older. To maintain her health, Keeling adheres to a stringent regimen of diet. I eat for nutrition, not for taste, and exercise. I've got my hour in every day. She started her master's running career at 67 after she had fallen into a depression. Her daughter coaxed her to register for a 5-kilometer race through Brooklyn. She said running gave her a sense of serenity. You see so many older people just sitting around. Well, that's not me, said Keeling, who is barely 4'6" and weighs 83 pounds. Time marches on, but I keep going. And now from the senior running website, the aging process and having fun with it. The knees hurt, life is changing, but as many great and simple philosophers have said, it is what it is. So, do we give up? Many folks have said, my running days are over, when they feel that it's time to move on to lower impact workouts such as swimming, walking, weight training, treadmill, among the many to choose from to prolong the fitness well-being years. So, what do we do at 60 or 70 years of age? Do we run for fun or cut back our training routines? Do we retire from racing or stop running altogether? It is the old adage of pay attention and listen to your body. Can dynamic stretching or more intense weight training or having a personal trainer help prolong your running days? I say yes to all of the above, but for sure this is indigenous to us, the individuals, meaning pay attention to your injuries. You can do this by researching, doing the trial and error method, or seeking professional opinions. The professionals can be doctors, sport medicine specialists, chiropractors, or whomever you feel is deemed fit to help. As a 60-year-old man, I run 45 minutes in the morning, 5 days a week, and running at a 7-minute-per-mile pace or less. I lift weights at home 7 days a week, and my routine is indigenous to me and not the norm. I rarely race anymore, but this is more a personal choice, and it's certainly not to discourage anyone. It seems some people think that the more running and racing they do, these become the magic bullets to youth, or their savior of sorts. Well, we all understand, but you must respect the aging process. I have the body of a 30-year-old, in my humble opinion, ha-ha, but look-wise, I'm a 60-year-old. I have long, lean muscles and am at my optimum weight. not a sag on my body from the neck down, but I do not have the same physical ability I had when I was 50 years old. Why? It just happens. One can use cliches, but you know them all. About mother time, you know? I have a long-term acquaintance who was a champion runner, and he was 8th in the 1968 Marathon Olympics in Mexico City. He is now in his mid-70s and runs every day and is not fit for running, but addicted. He is in severe pain and hobbles along when walking. He has not paid attention to nature, and it is sad to see. All he needed was a good weightlifting routine, and he could possibly have survived if he had a running routine of calculated distances with other smart changes for his advancing age. Sport is play, and running is our favorite sport. I am no expert, and I only know what works for me. I have a very interesting variety of diet, which really sticks to laws that are non-traditional. I eat lightly all day long and much heavier nighttime. I eat pretty much what I want, but avoid processed foods and eat a highly nutritious diet for breakfast, which would be more like someone's lunch with an off-the-charts salad. I believe strongly in building the immune system, which again is indigenous to me. I have not been bedridden from illness for 36 years now, but one must balance the body and not ignore the building strength through weights or resistance exercise that will allow us to do what we love to do with a passion, and that is our running. So we get smart and learn. Do not do crazy things like running a marathon unless at the age of 60 or 70 years of age you are a rarity and the accomplishment for you outweighs the pounding, pain, and aftermath. But who am I to judge? Although, in my opinion, 5:10 or 10K seems much better, and our advancing age, we can enjoy them. It must be, if you must compete and be at the top of your age group, there's nothing wrong with that. Just make sure that you have fun. Well, spring's been fully here for quite a while now, and many seniors believe the best way to greet a beautiful sunny day is to run. So, if that's you, go ahead. If not, just enjoy the sun. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.